The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Merry meet and merry part, bright the cheeks and warm the heart. For tread the circle thrice about, to keep unwelcome spirits out. Bide within the law you must, in perfect love and perfect trust. Mind the threefold laws you should, three times bad and three times good. These eight words the reed fulfill, and ye harm none, do what ye will.
Welcome to Stirring the Cauldron on the Para-X Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
Merry meet everybody, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. My guest tonight is Chandler Barry Strome. And for the past few years, Barry has come on about this time of year to give us some predictions about the upcoming year. And so those of you in the chat room, get your questions together about what you're going to be interested in finding out about 2024. And if you're not listening, if you're listening live and not in the chat room and have some questions, come over and join us at paraxradio.com. So a happy belated New Year's, Barry.
Oh, yes, happy New Year. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's here. It came in with a bang or something like that.
Well, let's hope it's better than last year.
Well, this is what you're going to tell us, and that's good. But before we start, you know, we can't forget Laura, our go-between the two worlds.
Indeed.
In case people don't know, and Laura isn't a human being getting in touch with the other world. She's on the other side, and I don't know if I've ever asked you how you guys got together. How'd you find each other?
Well, it was a process. When we started out and we were learning about it, the guide that taught us how to use the board and introduce us to speaking with the animals and all that stuff, his name was Roz. So he was the teaching guide.
Uh-huh.
And then once we started to acquire the skill that we could use the information we were getting, then Laura started to step in and would come through for us. So It was a progression, but we worked through a bunch of guides, and then finally, once we reached a level that we could speak the words and do what we needed to do, Laura came forth, and she's been playing a huge role with us lately.
Oh, yeah? What's been cooking lately? Tell us.
Well, we just finished doing the Voice America show. We're not doing that anymore. But she would basically carry a whole segment of the show for us in that format we were using.
Really?
Because we were asking a lot of questions, and she would generally lay the foundation, and then we'd bring one of the other spirits or archangels in to continue on the foundation she would lay. But she is incredibly knowledgeable. I mean, she can basically answer almost any question we ask of her.
So was she ever a human spirit? Is she I'm trying to think of the word that I can't, but is she an angel? Is she a spirit? What is she?
No, she's a spirit. She's lived lives and she's advanced, and she acts as a guide over there. Some spirits come back. And I wouldn't doubt that she may want to make the choice to come back sometime.
Oh, well, yeah. Hopefully not anytime soon, because it's really nothing to come back for right now, I guess.
I would think there's not a waiting list to get back on Earth right now.
They're going, oh, anybody that does, you know, they're going, good luck.
Are you kidding me? With all these other great places to go, why would we go there?
Yeah, well, maybe it's karma. You know, maybe they have to come back in a difficult era or something. You never know.
No, it's all possible. The one thing about what we do and with all the information we get, The more that we learn, the more we know how much we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much more that we don't know than what we know. And that's the way it is.
It's pretty scary, actually. All right. So on a personal level, the beginning of this year has been about 50-50, both good and not so good for me. Is that kind of happening to other people as well? It's not a happy time, I don't think, but some people are happy and others maybe just the opposite?
Well, yes, I would say so. There's just so much going on right now. It just seems like everybody's overwhelmed. You got the economy, you got wars, you got, name it. You got high interest rates, you got cost of living going up, you have inflation. Everybody's suffering. I mean, I think that's the way it is right now.
Yeah. I mean, even people that don't have to live on fumes, it's still tough.
Yeah. Well, they say in the last 2 years, the average family's lost 20% of its purchasing power.
Mm, see, it's true. It's ridiculous.
It's especially tough for those of us that are retired on fixed type incomes. So, I mean, it just eats away and not much else.
You mean that 3% raise didn't help you at all this year?
No, not after Medicare took the 2.5% back. I think we wound up with about $10.
Yeah, something like that. I know people are like, oh my God, thanks. Big spenders, right? They are. Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes you just got to grin and bear it, I guess.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing else you can do about it. But I didn't see, and maybe because you were so busy doing other things, you didn't do it, but usually you would put out kind of a blog about what was coming up this year. Did you do one?
Well, we did address it. We had, I think we did a channel in history with predictions. But
okay.
I thought they were kind of evasive this year. They didn't, we didn't really get any hardcore stuff. Because the basic thing with the predictions we get is they're not going to give us anything that's going to change life plans. So.
Well, yeah, that's no good. you know, those are the things we probably need to know, right?
The things that we really need to know are the things they don't tell us.
And why is that? Because I know it happens all the time.
It's because we come back with a life plan. And if they gave us information that would change major decisions in our lives, then, you know, it changes that plan. Say, for instance, you were supposed to be involved in an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the exit point for you to go back. Mm-hmm. And you found out there was going to be an earthquake in that area, and you got out of the area. Well, that would mess up your life plan.
True. So what happens when people do mess up their life plans?
You continue, but it throws your guides into a tizzy. They have to figure out how they're going to handle it as well. Let's do this. Mm. Why don't we ask Laura that question and let her answer? She's a lot more better at this than I am.
Okay.
There are indeed times that life plans are altered. It will not be because of guidance that we give, but it might be external happenings over which we really have no control. When that happens, we reassess what is taking place in that human's life. Say, for instance, that the individual is not following the true life plan that was laid out for him. It may be that he's accumulated wealth and is not using it to help others. It may be that he's hurting others. Then what we will do is we will basically do nothing. We will allow that individual to make decisions, and there will be a time let me restate something. There are usually multiple times in a life plan where the life of the individual is scheduled to depart. If they're living good lives, then something will happen that event will not take place, and his life will be extended to keep doing good. So there are always multiple exits. If an individual has had a major event change his life plan, he would just simply go to the next exit point, and at that point he would depart.
Okay. I'm just thinking about how careful do we be, and you know, the older we get and we're still here, I guess we're doing something right, right?
Well, yeah, you're still, you haven't, if you're doing well, then the odds are that they will take you to the final date.
Mm-hmm.
My life plan had several points.
Mm-hmm.
And each time there was an intervention that moved me past that point. The last one was when I had the heart attack, and they actually cured the heart attack for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be the final. But because they wanted me to write more books, you know, bring more messages and do what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
they've extended that. And, I mean, when we got started in this, they told me that I was going to write 11 books. And I've got 10 out. I'm working on the 11th. But I think now that they've extended it, that I need to write one more book besides that.
I would think so. I mean, you know, it'd be really hard to sit down and think, okay, this is the last book I'm going to write. You know, that would...
I don't know. The way things are going, I was trying to write real fast. But,
stop. it's terrible. So we do pick our own life plan, right?
Yes.
We make it out? Okay. Yeah. So they just follow it.
Yes. You'll have multiple exit points. You'll have things that you're supposed to accomplish, mm-hmm. and they'll help you follow it.
Yeah.
If you're a non-believer, then they'll just simply let you make your own decisions and not try to influence you. And you're
And we're like people that shoot ourselves in the foot all the time, feet all the time.
So. Oh, yeah. Humans and are famous for that.
Uh-huh. So they sit back there and chuckle and like, I told you so, dummy. Maybe.
It's
I don't know.
And there he goes again, you know.
Well, they do have senses of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And at our expense.
Over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little scary. All right. So we were talking about some current events you mentioned. Take your pick. you want to talk about the wars, or you want to talk the wars, the plural wars. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's funny. Sailing Cat says, how drunk was I when I wrote this one? LOL. That's what they would say. The question is, yeah. Mm. I mean, you know, it's the weirdest thing because, like with the war in Russia and the Ukraine, I mean, it was on TV all the time, every minute, you know, everything you wanted to know, you saw. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like at some point, it got cut off. And then there was not another war, that the Israeli-Gaza war came a little bit later. But, okay, I guess one of the questions is, are we going to get stuck in any type of war in 2024?
Sadly, the United States is already stuck in the wars. There will be no way that they'll be able to sidestep what is taking place. If you watch the news, you will see that that the United States and other coalition countries are already involved.
Yeah, they are actually, but it's not like we're physically fighting. That I think some people are worried about that.
There's a lot to worry about.
And I'm laughing. Yeah. Oh.
What they're saying, okay, Laura, what about the situation on the United States getting involved in a war? with boots on the ground. Sadly, you are already in a position in countries such as Iraq, where you have your soldiers being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You have countries such as Iran, in which it is a matter of religion. They have no compulsion against the loss of life, and they will try to kill all whose religion differs from theirs. So there is an inevitability that there will be a point that there will be increased violence before any type of peace will be possible. Keep in mind that historically you have had to have wars so that peace could come from them.
Hey, that's yeah, okay.
There's a little gem, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting flabbergasted here and there. all right. When we were talking about reading our own life plans, CC said, was there fine print? I didn't see.
There's always fine print.
Okay. But I do have a real question from the chat room. Will we be involved in catastrophic event, possibly weather related or pole shift related, that would affect the whole planet?
The tectonic plates of your planet are moving. And when tectonic plates move, it is always accompanied by volcanic action. And this year will be no exception. You will see some major movements. There will be earthquakes, and there will be volcanic eruptions. The trend towards the heating of the planet will lead to several major storms this year. There will be two storms strike the east coast of your country, and there will be one major storm go to the Gulf states. The Pacific coast will see some minor earthquakes, but at this time, we are not seeing anything major.
That's good. Japan got it for us. They took the hit. Yeah, that was bad. Another question from the chat room. Is there a portal in the Middle East where negative energies come in to influence the wars?
No, it doesn't work like that. There are wormholes and portals throughout the Earth in the atmosphere, but that is not a source of evil energies. Evil energy comes in different manners. There is a type of evil energy that tries to affect all humans. It is the energy where humans want to do violence, steal from others. The positive energies of God offset those energies. However, there are individual evil energies that can take form and can influence individuals in many ways. it is difficult to understand just how many types of evil energies affect humans. But one could say that at this time, there are more evil energies than there are positive energies.
Is that because some people never have their walls up and don't believe in it, and that's easier for them to crawl in?
The reason that that is taking place is that people are drawing away from God. As technologies have increased, many people have used those technologies to, in their minds, prove that God does not exist. As people draw away from God, they're drawing away from his positive energy, and that allows evil energy to replace them.
I'm just thinking about, okay, you're talking about God now. I kind of believe that there is only one spirit out there, the big guy, you know, but I think it comes with different names. Is that true? I mean, I say God, they say Allah, somebody says something else, you know, but isn't that all the same being, the supreme being?
There is a universal energy that is referred to as God, Allah, however you would want to refer to him. There are individuals that accept the universal spiritual energy that have no knowledge of the God of which we speak. But yes, there is a single energy, and you may refer to that energy in any manner in which you please.
Okay. I just wish that those people that have no regard for life and they're doing things in the name of God, you know, I mean, that's wrong. If there's only one and you're putting the blame on that one, this isn't a good thing.
There have been many misinterpretations of the energy of God. God has sent back his messengers to bring messages to different world locations, and those messages were meant to apply to different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the words that Jesus spoke in Judea, his messages were tailored to the people of Rome. Muhammad tailored his messages to the tribes of the Middle East because their situations and belief structures differed from those of the Romans. Buddha spoke yet a different message because he walked the earth years before Jesus spoke any hint of Christianity. The Hindu masters were sent back with messages that pertained to that area of the world. There were many different messages, but they were all based on the same foundational teachings. What took place after the passing of the messengers was that words were misinterpreted, teachings were changed. Many things took place through the years that altered the true foundational messages. People sought power through religion. So in many instances, the writings were adapted to what that individual desired for his own personal benefit. There is no accurate documentation of the actual words that any of the true messengers spoke. Most of what was written was taken from memory and from various translations of different languages. What you see in your modern documents, Gospels, Bibles, have been rewritten many times and reflect what more modern humans considered should have been spoken. Today you see members of the Muslim faith translating the words of the prophet to kill individuals that are not members of that faith. Those were never the words that were spoken.
Mm-mm.
It is all religions today have become mostly a matter of modern interpretation.
It changes a lot, you know, because everybody has their own frame of mind.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you write down a paragraph of something and have 10 people read it, they're all going to see, probably 9 out of 10 are going to see a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you look at Constantine, generally tried to bring the Gospels together. He had at Nicaea, he had like 300 presented, and he chose 27. So he was making political decisions because he had riots going between the different types of Christians at the time. So he picked probably the simplest and the most repetitive Gospels when he was doing his choosing. But then, 100 years later, they add Revelations, which even Constantine didn't believe in. But if you assume that Christ died around 30 AD and Nicaea takes place around 330 AD in round numbers, that's 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
So think about how stories about the life of Jesus changed over those 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no wonder that the realities of a lot of the writings aren't accurate.
Well, this would be a good time, because we only got 2 minutes, for you to talk about that book that you wrote about the misnomers in what people believe about Jesus as growing up and where he is and what was he doing.
Well, my 8th book was called Channeling the Life of Jesus. And it covers the 28 missing years that the gospel doesn't speak about, as well as the time of his ministries and the time of his birth. And in that book, he points out that he was married and had 5 children. And none of that exists in any of the gospels that you see. So when you hear the truth of the life of Jesus, it's actually much different than what most people understand or have been told.
Yeah, I mean, because some people, I would think that they wouldn't want to know that he was human, you know, and acted human and whatever. And so when those things were told to people that were writing the book or rewriting, then, you know, they were they're probably trying to do him a favor, you know.
Yeah. He lived a normal life for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
His ministries only covered 3 years.
Yeah, I mean,
3 years that changed the world. But before that, he was a simple human.
Yeah, yeah. And some people are going to question that too. But all right, so we are going to take a break, a couple of minutes. And when we come back, there's a couple questions waiting for you. So hang in and we'll be right back.
Cauldron will be right back. So don't go away.
If you end up with web fear, Remember, you've been warned.
Demons, vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers. All of this and more. Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come. Get lost with us.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in to Stirring the Cauldron. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up if you don't already know about the free weekly Witch's Oracle deck readings that I post on my website every Monday. Now, let me answer the age-old question before you ask it, which is, well, how do I know it's for me? And the answer is pretty simple. If you weren't meant to see it, you wouldn't know it was there. So if you're curious about what the week has in store for you, pop on over to marlabrooks.com every Monday and scroll down on the homepage, and there it will be.
Welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron. Once again, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
And Barry Strom's here with us tonight to talk about some predictions for 2024. And sometime between now and the end of the show, I don't know who it is, and maybe you don't either, Barry. We were going to see who would show up to give us a little bit of encouragement, right?
Indeed, yes.
All right, but we'll answer the questions first. It'll be an interesting thing to see who wants to talk to us. That's always okay. Good.
I think I know who's going to be here, but...
Don't dangle a carrot. let's answer the questions. Will there be alien contact this year or increased sightings?
We've had phenomenal alien contacts this year so far, and they will be much more. They told us disclosure was, excuse me. They told me that disclosure was going to start in 2020, and it basically did. With social media right now, there's no way they can keep the secrets. I mean, too many people are seeing them. Too many people are interacting with aliens now, and, even the government's got to admit it, so it's.
But they haven't exactly. Yeah, they haven't exactly admitted it. I mean, you know, there has to be that press conference, you know, with people that are actually seeing. Saying when we now believe in it or something. I mean, it's just, you know, just saying, okay, well, maybe or whatever. It's not going to tell us this. What we want to know, you know, are they here? What are they doing here? What do they want? Who are they? Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
that would be nice.
I can tell you with absolute 100% confidence that they're here.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story of me seeing a real one?
Tell me. I probably did, but a long time ago.
Well, when I was writing in the alien books. Two of my books cover alien stuff. And I woke up one night, looked at the side of the bed, and here's this big figure standing there. And I looked at it, and I could tell that it was a reptilian with a short nose. And I thought I was dreaming. I made damn sure I was awake. And I looked at it, and this thing looks at me and smiles. Mm. And then knocks me out. I'm back asleep. So, I knew that Connie had been abducted, so I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe she went on another one of her trips. So I wake up in the morning. I said, Connie, you may have been not here all night. And I saw an alien standing by the bed, and I told her about it. but I never mentioned to her that I saw it smile.
Oh.
Now, this is the time we were still working with our friends in Salt Lake City that were teaching us board channeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her. I said, can we get on Skype with you guys tonight because I want to ask you a question? He said, sure. So we get on Skype that night. Now, they have no idea what question I'm going to ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, believe me, nobody knew about the smile thing because that was really pushing it. So we were channeling with Moo at the time. So mm-hmm. I said, Moo, can you come in for them out in Salt Lake? And they said, he's acknowledged that he's here. So we're 2,200 miles apart. And I said, Moo, did I see an alien last night? And the answer that our friends in Salt Lake get on the board is yes. And did you see him smile at you? So
nice.
That's about as much proof as you can get.
Validation.
So I did see a real alien. So yes, I can pretty much say that they're around.
Well, I'm glad they smiled rather than licked their lips.
Yeah. Hey, if they wanted to hurt us, we'd be gone.
That's true. That's what people say. So I believe that too.
Yeah, their technologies, if they can get here,
I mean, mm-hmm.
they got to do to get here. How much more difficult could it be just to wipe us out if they wanted to?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's also a question about aliens. What about this jellyfish alien thing?
I haven't heard about that one.
Me neither. No. So, Dinah, explain, please. And in the meantime...
Okay, I can ask Laura about it.
Okay, ask Laura about it, yeah.
There are so many different types of aliens. Literally hundreds of them. And there are indeed, just the same as there are aliens that look like large spiders, there are aliens that look in shape and form similar to what you would call a jellyfish. So,
well, jellyfish are pretty, but I wouldn't want to get stung by one.
No.
No, especially the old wives' tale about having to pee on somebody to make it good.
I hadn't heard that one, to be honest.
Okay.
But then I don't go around jellyfish either.
Well, no, you probably don't. And now, oh God, okay, Dinah, I know you probably told me, but I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So maybe we can pick that up down the line a little bit. But let's answer this other question. Is there going to be spiritual uptick in the country this year?
According to the trends that we're seeing as we watch from this side, we are not anticipating a spiritual uptick. We are trying to bring as much information to the people as possible. But until there are major changes in your educational system, major changes in the way organized religions treat their members, that we do not see the uptick for this coming year, but we do see a long-term trend that things will happen, that individuals will start to understand the true strength of God and his teachings, and that will take place, but just simply not in the near future.
Okay. Now, some people say that spirituality and religion are two absolutely different things. What do you think about that?
Religion has, in many instances, become more like cults. Many religions today require the members to rely upon their sacraments for so-called forgiveness and salvation. Those teachings could not be further from the truth, because each individual, with their free will, is responsible for how they live their lives, and how they live their lives will indicate how they are judged when they return to heaven. Spirituality is a more general concept, and in many instances brings you understandings much closer to the true teachings of God. Religions that begin to adapt the teachings of spirituality, and religions that understand the many, many paths to advancing in heaven, those religions are the ones that will succeed in the long run. Many modern religions are more focused on their sacraments and dependencies of their parishioners. That is not what Jesus spoke of when he walked the earth. You will note that he spoke of living a good life and being kind, showing love, but his words never reflected organized religions as such. It was not until after his resurrection that people started to draw together and to understand his true teachings. And those groups started to reflect organized religions.
Things, I mean, they do kind of blend in sometimes, but sometimes it's so different, you know? And I guess, I mean, whatever we believe, hang on to it, because just because somebody says you have to do one way or the other, no, don't be a sheep.
No, there are so many paths to heaven.
Are there? Do you mean the elevator up is the only way to go?
Death is the true door to heaven. When mm-hmm. you die, you will go to heaven. What happens after that is reflected by how you lived your life.
So who judges when you get up there?
Your guides play the largest part, because they're the ones that help prepare the life plan.
Mm. Poor guys. That's got to be a tough job. I'm sorry, but it must be.
Oh, yeah. No. They got to be tough.
Yeah. And you know, I always say spirit guides also need a very good sense of humor. And they, you know, and they also say, you know, they don't have egos like we do.
No.
And I bet they, you know, look down and say, oh, here we go again, you know, and just walk away. That's mm-hmm. probably the easiest thing to do. I'm trying to think of... I don't want to really bring it up, but just on a fringe, okay? And you don't answer it exactly, because I don't want to know. But is there going to just be so much horrible stuff going on as the election gets nearer and nearer?
The elections that will be coming are extremely important. It is an opportunity to establish a path of longevity for your country. The question of whether the people of the country truly understand the importance is still, shall we say, up in the air. The governments, the democracies of the world, are rapidly approaching critical decisions that must be made. The question of whether the proper decisions will be made has not been answered.
Is it going, okay, don't mention names or whatever, but is it going to be the right person that wins? Tough question, huh?
That is not a question we can answer for you, because whether the individual is right or whether the individual is wrong will be determined by how they govern.
Mm-hmm.
And the way situations in the world are changing so rapidly, there are many opportunities for decisions.
Mm-hmm. So we just wait and see.
We do indeed.
All right. So, as I said, somebody's going to pop up on the other side and give us a little
He's standing here beside me.
Oh, yeah? All right. Yeah. If you described him, would I know?
Well, everybody knows. I'll just tell you who it is. It's St. Jude.
Wow.
He is the saint of difficult situations, that we
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
So he is quite appropriate. So let's he has a message for us.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I want you to understand that the world is facing a time of crisis. The crisis that is being faced can only be answered by adhering to the words of our Lord, by following his examples, by learning to coexist, and by learning to show love to others. You must understand that all souls are equals. There is no skin color in heaven. There are no different languages. You are all energies. And when it is time for you to return in an incarnate form, we hope that you will make the proper decisions. You see, humans are very, very difficult. God intentionally gave them free will and egos, and those decisions that many make influence many others. If the democracies of the world decide that they will truly enforce the commandments, the understandings, the love, if they enforce what is right, if they enforce common sense, and most importantly, if they decide to stand up for those ideals that were introduced by our Lord when he walked the earth, then all can be well. It will take great determination for those pursuing good to overcome those pursuing bad. It can be done peaceably, or sadly, it may be done forcibly. If the democracies of the world that truly understood Jesus and his teachings joined together, if they refused to trade with those countries that are evil, if they set their goals to follow the commands of God and enforce those commands, then there would be a peaceable track to overcoming the incredible evils that we're seeing in the world today. When I walked the earth, I saw much evil. The Romans controlled the world, and what they said was the law. Today you have countries that want to control the world, and they would have no hesitation in doing what they need to accomplish that role. It is only through standing together, through understanding what is right, and through living the commands that our Lord spoke. You see, today, many people are dying because evil is winning out. The great hatreds create the desire for revenge. People teach hatreds. Much is taking place that endangers the true evolution of humans. It will not be until the people walking the earth today understand the reasons that all of the great cultures have failed. And when they truly understand the reason behind that, they must act in a manner contrary to the way all that came before them acted. There is still great opportunity for good. There are many wonderful people in this world, and we will try to guide them to make sure that human evolution is assured. But just as I am known for difficult tasks, humans will face such tasks in the future. So I hope this short message will help. I want it to be a message of hope and faith. I do not want anyone out there to give up on the fact that there can still be a viable path forward for humans. It just simply lies in understanding and the simple fact that countries and individuals alike should not do unto anyone or another country that they would not want done to them. So thank you for listening, and I hope that my words may have an effect. Goodbye.
Of course they will. Thank you. All right. Now, you posted something on Facebook. Things have changed a little bit. So I get confused where you are, where your shows are and podcasts. So why don't you now, I know you got stopped doing Voice of America, yes. But just tell everybody where they can listen to you and what day, because I'm not going to remember that.
Well, the easiest way is just simply to go to YouTube. The channel's in my name, Barry Strohm, and we have around 560 videos up right now.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. I just put up an incredible video based on the Shroud of Turin. Mm. And the computerization of the image of Jesus that was under it, and an explanation of what was required energy-wise for the resurrection to take place and put that image on the cloth. It is an incredible 12 minutes to watch.
Oh, wow.
But it takes the image from the cloth and it compares it. The girl that painted, my mind's going tonight, Akin, she's a very famous child artist, but she did an oil painting of the image of Jesus from the vision that she had with him. She had conversations and did this incredible oil painting of the image. And the image she did is almost identical to the image on the cloth of Turin.
Oh, wow.
So it's a wonderful little video to go in and see. It's on my YouTube channel. And that is essentially, everything is essentially there. That's the easiest way to do it.
Okay, because I know you have a Sunday thing, right?
Yes. On Sunday mornings, we do a podcast called A Sunday Sermon, and I channel a message from a Holy Spirit or an archangel on that show. And then Wednesday mornings, we do a weekly message from Jesus, where he gives about a 20-minute message to us every week. And those messages is what wound up in my book, Messages of God. And it's going to be more of those messages in the next book. So,
but, and then you're here at Sunday night on Para X, yes?
Yes, and we still do Channeling History, and it's been 3 years. Would you believe that?
No, wow. Time goes really so fast. It was like, hey, Barry, you want to do a show?
Yeah,
yesterday. That was amazing.
And we're going to start a new podcast. It's called Hello Heaven.
Mm.
And it's going to be basically on YouTube and Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take video calls from people where they call in and ask questions, and we give the answers for it, do channeling. Just not much structure, but just basically do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. So, and you are on Facebook. People can find you there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the website, what, Spirit Speaks? Is that the one that?
It's one, but we're pretty much focused on barrystrome.com right now.
Oh, okay.
So all the books are up there, and we've got players and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, if somebody just wants to have some time, that's the way to go. There's a lot of there, and that trout thing really sounds interesting. So thank you. Thank you for coming in and stepping in and doing the 2024 stuff. And hopefully next year you'll have some really, really, really good news.
Oh, I hope.
The aliens have landed, and they're really going to help us out for sure.
Well, they've landed. That is for sure.
Well, we need to find out. You know, we need somebody to just chill up and say, hey, all right, this is it. Anyway, thank you, and thank everybody else for listening in tonight, and those of you who are listening on the podcast. And until next time, everybody, blessed be, and merry meet again. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Please join us again next week at the same time for another great guest and more cauldron stirring. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2024. The Mysterioso March by Kevin MacLeod is licensed through Incompetech.com.